First, before I begin this episode, thank you so much. We are in episode 201. I started this podcast in, I believe it was October or November of 2018. And it's just insane to me. It's 2023 now. Never imagined it would be 5 years this long to be doing this podcast. And I'm just so grateful for everybody who tunes in every week. So thank you so, so, so much. So I am going to be doing a giveaway as a thank you. And I wanted to do this exclusively just on my podcast because I've never done a giveaway on my podcast. So this is how it's going to go. Okay. So you must follow me on Instagram and on Pinterest. And my handle is at Celesta Stylist. So you must follow me on Pinterest and on Instagram. And then all you have to do is just leave me a review. You can either do it here on iTunes, Spotify, or even I know some of you have left me reviews on my Google My Business under Celesta Stylist. You can let me know about the podcast, what you love about it, and you will be entered to win. So I will choose a winner on October 1st because it's Halloween. I love Halloween season. For me, starts October 1st. So on October 1st, I will be choosing the winner. So make sure that you leave your reviews on there. I'll be reading the reviews on the podcast. So I look forward to you guys entering this giveaway. So what will you get? So you'll get a half an hour one-on-one access to me. You can ask me anything, anything that you need help with, support in to get you better results faster, or just to review even your own strategy that you're using in your business. This is a time for you. It's going to be half an hour. Usually that costs $95. It's totally free. All you have to do is just follow me, you know, on my social media handle at Celesta Stylist on Instagram and Pinterest and put in your review, and that's it. You're entered to win. So I look forward to those entries. And let's start today. I wanted to do this podcast episode about Pinterest, what I learned about Pinterest TV. So by now I got the okay. So Pinterest, I will go over a little bit over behind the scenes. I won't go into much detail, but I will go a little bit into what I learned as a Pinterest TV creator and why I stopped being a Pinterest TV creator. So I worked directly with a Pinterest TV team. Okay. So I wasn't just like push a button and go live. I was actually working directly with a Pinterest TV team. So that was a beautiful experience for me. I learned so much about tech. I learned so much more about doing live videos and positioning myself. And it was such a beautiful experience for me. I will go with the good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's start first with the good. I learned how to better position myself. I learned so many tips and tricks about going live, about engaging with my audience. I really learned how to also handle like bigger audiences because sometimes there would be up to like 800 people live. That's a lot, okay? I don't get that kind of traction when I do my Instagram lives. So it was a totally different type of energy and scenario. And it really pushed me outside of the box. For me, I love hairstyling, okay? I love curling hair. Like, curling hair for me is, like, so therapeutic. I just fucking love it. If you just pay me to curl hair, I'm happy. So that's why I do so much hairstyling now. But that was the real big catalyst that really pushed me to go with my hairstyling to the next level and find my style. I've been practicing a lot, not sharing on social, but I will start sharing again. It's just been a lot of fun. So I think it really pushed me to try something that I was bad at to really like hone in. Like for me, I think I'm bad at it. I was bad at it, but I think I've gotten stronger and stronger and faster the more I do it. Just like anything with repetition, right? So I think that was the really good thing about. So the bad thing is sometimes like you get like unwanted feedback, right? Or like people call them haters or trolls. So sometimes people would be really like nasty, like calling me ugly or whatever, or because I'm sharing my honest experience of becoming a hairstylist. I wasn't good at this. You know, I wasn't born naturally gifted a hair color. Hair color took so much practice. So did hairstyling. So, you know, people would like put nasty comments on there. And that was the bad because I was like, oh, I was not expecting that. I also had to like open myself up to other people's criticism, you know, what I think is good or bad. Other people may think it's good or bad. So it would just open yourself up to other people to criticize you, right? I think that would be something bad for some people. For me, it was just bad in the sense that I'm like, oh shit, how am I going to handle this like live, right? So I really had to like learn really quickly how to handle that. I really love that you could actually take people out automatically as soon as you push, you know, you decide to when you're live to take them out if people are being hurtful or mean. Because, you know, Pinterest really positive, like really focused on a positive, happy environment to really help people, uplift people, you know. So I really love that. And I would say the other bad thing is I couldn't swear. So I had to like not swear. But then it was kind of fun. And what would I say the ugly was? I think the ugly part for me was that, and I guess I'm going to let you in. I am very intuitive. Okay, so I post whenever the hell I want to post. Sometimes I automate post. Today I sent an automated email. Like sometimes like it just depends what my life is doing right now. Like right now I'm packing. We're set to move in a couple of days. So it's a lot, right? I have to do, I get to go to a bridal expo this weekend, preparing for all that. That has been in the works little by little since Sunday of last week. So it's a lot of stuff that I'm doing with right now in my business. I'm also getting ready for my brides for next week. So it's just a lot, okay? And it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But I am really intuitive. So with Pinterest, the ugly part for me was like I had to pre-schedule because I worked with the Pinterest team. We had to pre-schedule them, and it was really hard to manage the time frames, okay? Because I either had to have my husband take the kids out of the house so it would be quiet so we could focus on that and me not be distracted because I get easily distracted. So I think that was like the ugly part. I just call it an ugly part. But I really loved, I learned so, so much for it. So I would encourage you, because this podcast is not about me, is how can I help you, right? What did I learn from Pinterest TV? You get so much more traction going live than you do with a post. So I would encourage that to you. I would encourage it that you do it when you feel it's right. So a little behind the scenes, I took a break from Instagram lives, okay? Because there was a time period where like everybody was going on live and it was just too much. Like I just felt like intuitively, like right now it's not my time. I need to take a pause from this. So I've paused that, okay? And with Pinterest as well, I had more opportunities to go even more live, but I chose them very strategically. And I did want to share that with any opportunity that you get in life, you have to be very strategic with it, right? Because to everything that you say yes to, you're saying no to something else. So I think it's so important that you're very strategic with like when you do things like this. So why did I stop doing Pinterest TV? So Pinterest is going to be, now I can say it, they told me, they had a date, right? I knew this for a while. They're going to stop doing the Pinterest TV episodes, okay? Live episodes, and that's something that they decided on doing. But I really love how they handled it. I love that they actually had a conversation with me over the phone. It was just beautiful. It was so tactfully done. I loved it. But they've decided to move to another direction with that. This is where my other part's going to go to help you. Nothing stays the same forever. And it's not being negative and it's not like, oh my gosh, I was preparing for the worst. No, I believe in life we get opportunities to help us grow. But I think it's very neglectful of us to think that that's going to be there forever. Like think about Instagram. Like back in 2013, I should have started my Instagram in 2013. I know, as a matter of fact, if I would have just stopped listen to my thoughts that were stopping me, I would be at a whole different level right now. Am I mad at it? No, I just learned from that, right? The second time that happened to me was with TikTok. I remember I went viral. The first post I did had over 300,000 views. I didn't know anything about TikTok. I didn't know about putting my Instagram handle on there or what I did, none of that stuff. So I didn't gain anything from it. And I think those are such beautiful learning lessons. Pinterest TV, I took everything I could from it because I have learned from my mistakes. And I knew this wasn't going to last forever. And I think it's so important that when you go into doing something new and an opportunity that you give it your all, but you also know it won't be there forever. I am so grateful for Pinterest TV episodes because it really taught me to practice. I was practicing even more. I learned to I love teaching. I love interacting with people live on video. So it was just such a beautiful experience for me to really be able to connect with people. Because when you post on Instagram, or sometimes even if you post on things, people don't always interact. Even if you go live on Instagram, you know, like the interaction may not be the same levels for all of us, right? It's different for each and every one of us. I remember for me, my live is always after the live that I get a lot of interaction, private DMs. People love talking to me in private. So that's just my audience, right? Your audience may be different. But something beautiful that I learned with Pinterest TV was like to really hone a opportunity. And there's nothing wrong with you as a business owner to always think strategically, like, how can I use this? Not just for, oh, I made myself feel better, but how can I use this so that it can grow my business? It can grow my authority as a business owner and as a brand. And it really helped me grow a lot. So I really wanted to share that with you today because I think it's so important that when you have an opportunity, take it, my love, like take it. I don't always know what the heck I'm doing. Like, I made so many mistakes, and we had some tech snafus with the live. But it was so amazing to learn different type of tech, different type of skills, different type of things, what worked, what didn't, to experiment with my live audience on different things. And it was just such a fun experience. It really pushed me outside of my comfort zone as well. Because it's like, if you told me, hey, Celeste, you're going to go live balayaging, I'm like, let's do it. I'm done. I'm down. Like, no problem. I can do that stuff with my eyes closed. This took a little more practice, you know, and having all my stuff and my setup. So I learned so much, and I wanted to share with you like three of my top things that I've learned through Pinterest TV episodes that I want to share with you today. That can help you as well if you decide to go live ever, or like you in any of the platforms. I really recommend this top three things. Number one, have the same background aesthetic, okay? So it's so important that people recognize you when you go live, like who you are. They're like, oh, I know, because they see the same repetition, right? Think about Nike. Nike may sometimes have special edition Nikes with different type of color swooshes, but the bottom, but the story is that, and the moral is that the swoosh is the swoosh, right? Like they keep the swoosh the same. So the same thing with big brands. Like, I think it's so important for us as small business owners. I understand we're at a different level, but still, we need to recognize those opportunities, and repetition and recognition is so important as a business owner. And you do not have to be fancy. And I'm sharing it here with you. When I did my Pinterest TV episodes, I literally did them in my living room. All you could see was a white glossy wall, which was hideous. That's in the current apartment where I'm living at. I'm so happy I'm moving out of here. It's so outdated, so expensive, and so outdated. Anyways, but it was just a plain white background. It had nothing pretty, nothing cool to see. It was just plain, but it was recognizable, and I was always in the front. So it was, they knew what the background and what to expect from the beginning, right? And I always had my doll, so my doll was part of the experience as well. And then, you know, I upgraded as things went on. But that's what I wanted to share with you today. Like, have a recognizable, repetitive background when you go live, so people can recognize you. And it can cost $0. Like I told you, I used the white wall in my apartment, in my living room. I just moved my couch. Okay, so tip number two is really focus more on engaging with your audience than just talking the whole time. So engagement is so important. We're human beings, okay? Like, that's why I loved going live on there. It was such a big audience, you know? Like, I mean, what was the least? I think the least, I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember. Okay, I'm just going off my memory. So if I'm saying neglectful, wrong information, I'm sorry. I think the least amount of people I ever got live was 300 people, I think. I may be wrong. It may have been more. I'm not sure. But I think it was 300 people, the least amount of people I got live, okay, teaching. So I think it was 300. So anyways, but the moral story is that there was live people with a living, breathing heartbeat that have thoughts and questions and want to be acknowledged. And for me, as an educator, it's always like, how can I help the people that are asking for help, right? who are needing my assistance. So it was such a really good, important thing for me. I do that naturally. I know it may not come naturally to a lot of people. So I wanted to share with you, when you go live, make sure that you're interacting with the people who are there and make it fun and make it in a way where people like who watch the replay can interact as well. So if somebody like you're like, okay, Celeste, I want to go live. And what if people ask me and they take me off topic? You know, you can be like, oh, okay, you know, like I see you, Jamie, that you asked this question, but I promise I'm going to answer it before I end the live. I'm going to go through all the questions and answer them for you. But that's such a great question about what type of hairbrush should you use if you have wavy hair. I will make sure to get back to you before the end of this live. So make sure you stay tuned. That's letting your audience know, the person who's live is letting know, hey, she's acknowledging me. She's seeing my question. She's going to answer it. And it also helps them so they can stay on longer and know that you're going to answer it. Also, if somebody catches a replay or that person has to go, they know they can come back to the replay and there's something in it for them. If your watcher has wavy hair, wants to learn what kind of brush, hairbrush, maybe you recommend, they're going to stay and watch to answer that question. So that's something that you can do. I do this very naturally. I don't know. Well, I know why. I come from an insurance background, guys. So, I mean, everybody. I come from an insurance background. So my background really had to do a lot with answering questions and really like simplifying big terms, right? And really acknowledging my client. Because when you call your insurance agent, usually there's something like happen and you need help and you're frustrated or you're upset. So yes, it's not the easiest job in the world to have. And I'm so grateful for that because I think that has made me such more of a stronger person in my new career as a hairstylist, right? Because I have a little bit of that background. So make sure that when you go live, acknowledge your audience. I just taught you how to do it, how to answer questions, but also make it informative and really helpful for your future replay viewer. Lastly, number three is, I always say this, and I say this with love and respect towards all of us as professionals, be forever a student. I know my value, and I know I am very knowledgeable, and I am very intelligent. I know that you are so intelligent, you're so knowledgeable, and that your experience matters. I know that, okay? It's so important that you know that as well, that your experience matters and your value. But have an open mind and heart to learn new things. What I think really took big advantage for me out of the Pinterest, working with the Pinterest TV team, I learned so much from them just from having an open mind and heart of like, okay, I'm coachable. What can I improve? What can I do? And they helped me so much, just with little tips and tricks here and there, and also seeing how they interacted with me, see what they got, the information for what episode to do. So I just thought it was such a beautiful thing to learn from them. So always be teachable, always be open to good criticism. And I don't call it criticism. I say like good golden moments of opportunity to make you better. They taught me so much about becoming better, not just with my lighting, but also with how I stand, my body positioning, my products, like positioning things, cameras, so many things that I learned from them. But I think it really helps when you're open, right? Like if I told you, hey, do you want to make an extra whatever X amount of money? Or hey, do you want more views on your content? Or hey, do you want to like improve your marketing so that when you post, you're actually getting client inquiries, right? It would be a different experience for you if you were open to like, okay, let's try something new. Versus if you're closed off, you're like, no, I like what I'm doing. I'm going to stick to it, right? So this past week, I have been going through, you know, like the boot camp that I invited my email list to. Today's the last email about that. We're going back to our regular programming. I just wanted to offer that because that really helped me tremendously a lot. It really did. It's really what pushed me to do webinars. But anyways, Amy was talking about something that I want to share with you today on the podcast. And it's not to sell you something. It's a real good strategy that I love that I'm currently doing because, like I say, if you're open to be a student and to do something different, your whole life and business can change in a really amazing, beautiful way. So she talks about his story pretty much, and without going into details, pretty much she says that if you want a different result, which I know makes sense to all of us, right? You want something different, you have to be willing to DSD. And DSD stands for do something different. If you go on dates with certain type of people, right? Like maybe try a different type of person. Do something different. If you like going to hang out at certain type of place and you only meet certain type of, you know, like people to date and you know, you're not, that's not really working out for you, do something different. Even for me, like, you know, exercise has become a little bit harder as I got older and when I tore my meniscus this summer. So I had to do something different and walk. And now walk is so therapeutic for me. Now I know anytime I feel too anxious or stressed out, I go on a walk, you know, and I feel so much better when I come back and lighter because I'm doing something different. And I really want to invite you in your life and your business to do something different. So be willing to be a student. Like that would be like my top tip number three is like, be willing to learn something new. Be willing to learn from people who have gone there before you. I always believe like, especially, you know, like how I really honed in this opportunity with Pinterest TV, the Pinterest TV team was that they have so much experience and knowledge and they're so helpful. And I also like respected their expertise and advice because they also know. They know what works best for their platform. They're experienced in this. And I really learned so much from them. So I just really wanted to share with you today why I stopped being a Pinterest TV host is because, you know, the TV, the live TV hosting thing is going to be going away. They should be announcing that today, I believe. That's what we were told. We could talk about it today. So I'm literally releasing it on real time on the podcast to let you know. But I think it's such a beautiful thing for you to be open-hearted and ask yourself today, what are you going to DSD? What are you going to do? What are you going to do something different? Is it going to be today? What are you going to do something different in your business that maybe you haven't tried or been scared of trying? I've done like small events, but I've never done the wedding expo. And I am really doing it to do something different. Because I just want to see, I've experienced it as a bride and I've never experienced it as a business owner. So I'm just going to do something different. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to be too much for me and maybe I'll never do it again. I don't know if it's like a one time and it's done experiment or I'll do it again. I have no idea. I have no expectations, but I'm willing to do something different. And no matter what, I know there will be learning experiences from. One of those learning experiences already started for me and it's that I need help and support and things. And although I can do it all, I should not be doing it all. And I want to share with you a little bit about that because I want to be vulnerable with you too. I know doing something different can be scary. So you know those really pretty acrylic bar menus? So I'm doing some of those. And let's just say that the Cricut and I don't get along. Cricut machine and I do not get along. We're not best friends. I will keep her. I can use her for some things, but for this project, it has been no bueno, no bueno. Everything else has turned out amazing. I have everything else that I need done, and I got extra support from other experts to do some of the things for my marketing. It's in regards to printing and the, you know, like I always have to remind myself, and I hope this helps you as well, that we are the CEOs. Okay, so we shouldn't be doing like the lesser tasks that we can get somebody else to do for less than it would for us to do it. So for example, like if you're going to print out or if you're going to order 500 business cards, sure, you can print, you can use, buy, go buy cardstock and design the thing and print out of your printer and then cut each of them with a cutter. Or you could just order them from whatever site you like and get them delivered to your house. So, and it takes only like a few minutes, but you can do that in 10 minutes versus who knows how long it would take to hand cut 500 business cards yourself at home and print them out and do all that work and the expenses behind it, right? So that's what I mean. Like, as a business owner, when people say you're the CEO, you're the owner of your business, you should be doing the tasks that really bring in money. For me, it's more effective that I am booking and, you know, like getting in the deposits for future services and booking myself for out for her services than it is to be making 500 business cards, right? So I just think that's such a good example because I wish people would explain that way to me what a CEO task is versus like a, you know, like they call it employee, but I don't call it really employee. I call it like not your like area of expertise task that's really taking you away from your expertise, right? So I think that has been such a beautiful lesson for me. Like, you know, with a cry cut, I'm like, okay, I know how to use it. I know how to print and stuff, but is this really what I should be spending my time on? And it's not. That's not a CEO thing. And the only reason why I did it was because the girl who usually does all of my printing is currently not available. So I got one of my friends to help me, thank God. But those are the things that we need to learn. Those are the things that I've learned through Pinterest that I'm sharing with you. And I know I went on a little tangent and gave you other examples, but I just really wanted to focus on those three that I've learned so much from them. And it has been such a beautiful experience, but nothing lasts forever. So even with our Instagrams and the social media handles, don't just solely rely on that. And I did want to mention this because I've been hearing a lot of noise on it. And I always love to give you like my insights of what I'm learning and what I'm hearing. And I think they're onto something. This is not a get scared podcast. This is just like, let's think about it and let it marinate. Just be, you know, be mindful. Just keep an eye out for it, you know, type of podcast. So with that, let's talk about my big insight before I end this episode. Because we're talking about Pinterest TV and we're talking about social media. I wanted to talk a little bit before I end this episode also about SEO, search engine optimizations, how you get found on Google. With ChatGPT, okay, taking so much attention at the moment because it is cool. It is a cool platform. If you haven't used it, I still have it and I think it's going to go away next week, okay? But Amy has like this free PDF guide. It tells you like prompts to put into ChatGPT, how to use it. And it's to create an online course, but you can even use those prompts to like help you navigate to learn how to use ChatGPT so that you can use it like to create a blog and stuff. So like I use it as a rough draft to create blogs sometimes, okay? And they were saying that it's taking a lot of traffic from Google, right? Because it is. A lot of people are looking for answers on there. Instead of Googling, like, blog ideas for, you know, a hairstylist, you literally can go to ChatGPT and put blog ideas for a hairstylist, and it gives you a whole bunch of ideas that will even write you a freaking blog in your own voice if you tell it how to. It's just how well your directions are is how well the outcome is. And I would never copy and paste. I would just use it as a rough draft. I'm saying all this because there's been a lot of talk out in the internet by some really well-known resources that it's taking a lot of the attention from Google and that things are going to be shifting in the next couple of years. And I'm just saying that out loud as part of this episode with Pinterest TV, because everything has an evolution. Like, nothing lasts the same forever. Even the well-known things that we know, like Google, right? And all these platforms, although Pinterest is not a social media platform, it's a visual search engine. Google is a search engine. All of these platforms are starting to evolve. Things are starting to change. So I want to end the episode by saying the following. If you have an opportunity to do something, take it in, but don't let it be the end all and be all of your business. learn to listen to the talk in the street. Learn to, like, ChatGPT, honestly, I started using it in December of last year. When things are new, get interested, try it out, see if it's good fit. And if it's not, it's okay, but at least you know what it is. You know what people are talking about. And just remember that nothing lasts forever. Everything evolves. I am forever grateful, so grateful for Pinterest TV team. I'm so grateful for Paula for really giving me the opportunity to do this. And, you know, for the amazing, you know, like, manager as well, and producer that helped me throughout the whole thing. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And I'm so grateful that they reached out to me to, like, do this. And I'm so grateful that I was able to do it and that I was willing to do it scared. That I was willing to do something I've never done before. And I was willing to learn from it. And I did learn so much from it. So just know that you're not alone. Just know that even when I do new things, doesn't necessarily mean I know what the heck I'm doing all the time. Sometimes, most of the time, to be honest, I'm just jumping into the water. Not sure how it's going to go, but at least I know how to swim. At least I know the basics of going live. I know the basics of social media, right? So that if an opportunity presents itself and it may be something completely new that I've never touched or navigated in, I'm willing to jump into the water. So be willing to DSD. Be willing to do something different in your business. I hope this episode was super helpful for you. Thank you so much. And remember, I am giving away the 30-minute one-on-one session with me. Just make sure to follow me on Instagram and Pinterest at Celeste Stylist. And leave me a review and you'll be entered in to win. So much love. Thank you, loves. And I'll see you back here next week. Bye.